You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Now, we all know that you love signs, horoscope. You do horoscope. And you've also said, for you, you make sure if you are dating or going on a date, that their sign is compatible with your sign.
Preferably, yep.
Which you're... Not preferably.
No, you won't go on a date with anyone if they're not.
No,
right?
That's true.
That's what I have never heard you say anything different.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
you'd have to really like him.
So you were an Aquarius. So what happens is you go. There are certain signs that don't work with you, as far as Aquarius.
Yes,
and then there are certain signs that do work with you.
Yeah.
If they are not, if they don't work with you, then you don't go on a date.
I don't even try. Nope.
Period.
Yeah.
You just cross it off the list. So. First of all, if you have compatibility questions, you can always ask Katie whatever you want.
I know all this stuff.
Seriously.
My hobby. It's my hobby, Chelsea.
Yeah.
You can hit us up on the app. However, my question is what if you do meet someone and they're not compatible with your sign and it's starting to work? And we've actually had long conversations about this before, and... You say that there are some instances where you can find a sign. So doesn't that kind of like...
Okay, so besides the sun sign, which is your actual zodiac sign, like the day you were born, there is also some other planets that play a big role when it comes to compatibility. Like Venus, planet Venus, stands specifically for love relationships, love for yourself, and money. So you have to find which zodiac sign that planet is in that person. That's why people are asking for like the time people are born and things like that.
Oh.
So after you research where their planet is at, and then you look at your planet and where that zodiac sign is located in that planet as well, you see that your love is compatible, but your like actual zodiac signs are not. That's when it's like exception to the rule.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I've researched your Venus yesterday, by the way.
Excuse me?
And your Venus is in Capricorn. That's why I had a question for you this morning.
What does that mean, though?
Capricorns?
If he meets a Capricorn, that's good?
No. Oh. Like, his Venus is in Capricorn.
But what does that mean?
Well, that's why I asked you. I was like,
I
do you choose...
I have to put my Venus in the Capricorn?
No, but maybe that's why you were married to your first wife and she was a Capricorn. Maybe that's why you were attracted to her. But anyway.
Okay.
How does Katie know your first wife's zodiac sign?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
She knows everybody's birthday because
Seriously.
She swears on this. This is not, I mean, this is for real.
Yes,
like, you
for
do this
sure.
stuff every single day in your life.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? What with my Venus and
so
Capricorn?
So since you're a Capricorn.
And why are you researching my Venus?
I had a lot of free time yesterday in Stockton. I had a question for you. When you choose somebody to be attracted to, do you base that off your feelings or like reasons? Like other reasons besides the feelings?
Other reasons?
Like you guys have like something... Like you both love the Cardinals.
Yeah, like the person's or the person's right? job or like, you know, the status.
No.
Just the feelings.
No. An observation. Because you guys know I'm a stupid observer.
Yes.
Like
So it's to the point where it's annoying,
Right. So just observing things.
Yeah. So not only feelings. You don't fall for it.
Yeah.
Right
definitely
away.
Not titles or anything like that.
Okay.
I could care less.
Okay.
Right.
Interesting. What about money?
Absolutely not. I can care less. I don't care.
Interesting.
I really don't care.
Chelsea, I need to research your Venus.
Yeah. Can you look into my Venus?
But here's the problem. What if you find somebody you're compatible with and they've been in jail like three different times? Like, don't you do that background search on people too?
It's a case net.
I do.
Case net. And she also looks up their birthday. Like, what if you're compatible with somebody that's been in jail three times, but then you're not compatible with someone who hasn't?
Like, well, then that's when you make decision for yourself.
Okay, thank you. Wow, all right, well.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weeks.